We believe developmental states are the right paradigm or the right framework for carrying all this forward. The private sector is unlikely to play this role, given the nature of Africa's development needs. Of course, for the past 20, 25 years, the private sector has not been able to take this lead. So we think there is now the need to refocus our attention. We think these states are much better, in a much better position to do this. And given the development policy agenda, they can enhance competitiveness in terms of upgrading production and market infrastructure. There is a word of caution here. The developmental state should not be taken as being synonymous with interventionism and overprotection. We need to avoid the past policy mistakes of too much state. But at the same time, we also need to depart from the philosophy of state withdrawal. Our emphasis should be on better states rather than what less states. And for developmental states to be successful, we have identified a variety of issues. The prime of which is the most urgent one being reducing dependence on external funding. And of course, having a policy space for these countries to be able to craft their development policies to reflect their genuine priorities. Is Africa ready for all this? Two main issues here, that of openness and macroeconomic stability. As a result of the economic adjustment programs implemented in Africa in recent years, at least macroeconomic stability or instability is no longer a problem. Most countries, in fact, apart from two or three countries, most countries now have very low inflation rates, around 10% or below. And fiscal deficits are also very, very low. And in terms of trade openness, African economies are some of the most open in the world. So we don't think that, you know, macroeconomic stability and trade openness appear as binding constraints on Africa's growth at the moment. And Roderick, in a paper recently, mentioned that the chief beneficiaries of globalization are not necessarily those with more open market economic policies.